Well, it never happens, but Annie Dugan actually had a previous commitment that she couldn't get out of last week, and the entire community just kind of grieved collectively. Annie's back this morning, and life is good once again. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. It is good indeed, because there is art all around us, and we can engage with art and enjoy art and buy art even and watch art. All of the above this week. A lot of folks are trying to figure out new holiday traditions with maybe not joining family from far away or having big family over. So it might be a great time to watch some of the things on screens that you have been putting off while you do your Zoom meetings or whatnot. And the Duluth Art Institute has some really wonderful artist talks on their YouTube channel. So we've talked before on this show about how you can populate your social media with art so that you're not looking so much at politics and divisive information, but looking more towards the art. You can do that with YouTube as well and subscribe to the Duluth Art Institute, because they have these artist talks. Amy Varsek is their curator and does a wonderful job. She's an artist herself, and so she comes at the hanging of art with this eye that is really interesting, and also just a wealth of other knowledge. She was a musher, a scientist. She really crosses boundaries in interesting ways. So she's a wonderful host for these artist talks. And some of the recent ones that are up there are with artists that I just think are absolutely astounding. One is with Susanna Gaunt, that was just last week, about her current exhibition at the Duluth Art Institute, and Blair Troyer, who also has an exhibition at the Duluth Art Institute. Both of those, it's a way to dive a little bit deeper into the art and to see what, to get a perspective of what these artists are thinking. I also want to say, you know, a lot of folks are probably thinking, you know, or if they're like me, they're getting a lot of emails about big box Black Friday sales. And I just want to do a quick PSA reminder that there are some fabulous local artists who might not have, or who certainly don't have, the budget to advertise at length about what they have available for this time of year and this holiday season. So as you're scrolling through your email and you're looking at, you know, all of these big box stores blasting you with sale information, every time you see one of those, try and think of a local artist that you might be able to support, and local artisans. You know, think of Dan Neff, the glassblower, or Karen Kramer, the potter. Tulun's Duluth is a wonderful store in West Duluth that has an online site, and they mark every item on their online site that is made by a local artisan, has a wonderful little corner tag that said, that says local, so you know that it's someone that you're supporting, someone, not only the store here in town, but you're also supporting the local artists that makes our community so interesting and so fun and so vibrant. So all of the things that we enjoy throughout the year, this is a great time to be supporting of them. So Tulun's Duluth, Huckleberry also has a online store where they support a lot of local artists. Duluth Loves Local has a listing of phone numbers. A lot of these places do curbside pickup, so you can, you know, shop online and then drive by and they'll pop it out there for you. And then for folks looking for sort of a really fascinating documentary to watch, I would recommend a documentary that won the documentary award at Sundance this year. The first movie that this director did. It's called Feels Good Man, and it follows the artist Matt Fury, who is the creator of Pepe the Frog, which a lot of folks know became co-opted by white supremacists and as this symbol of hate, which was not the intention of the artist when he created Pepe the Frog. So the documentary, I think, is fascinating because it looks at how an artist's creation can get unleashed out into our digital, our current digital world. So it talks about how memes are made and how things, you know, how the internet works and doesn't work if you're an artist sometimes, and how you can, how this particular artist reclaimed that symbol and went through this process of trying to wrestle an image that he made back for himself. So there's a lot that has to do with authorship and control and, you know, who can create images and what those images mean and how that the meaning of images shifts, which I think is a really fascinating, visual culture exploration. So Feels Good Man is my pick. It might not be a holiday movie, but it's certainly a fascinating one for our week ahead. And that's our week in art, Lisa. It's a great one as always.
All right, my dear, it sounds like a plan. I appreciate the conversation this morning, as always, and let's do it again next week, shall we?
That sounds great. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan this morning, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of KUMD on 103.3 KUMD.